What up? You're listening to the killer.
It's Geek.
With Simplistic.
Hey, say what's happening, homie.
And Dubious One.
Yes, sir.
And in other news, mom tosses baby out of window after boyfriend sets her on fire.
Well, hold on. You gotta hold that.
We gotta check the news.
You gotta hold that right there because I have a. I think our special guest has hit the lines and thing like that. So let me make sure and thing. You know, and I had set up this special guest and thing for our co-host Toddy because it's her birthday weekend. But being that she's
missing out.
She's missing in action. Missing let out. Me see if I have a special guest on the line. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning or good afternoon. Good afternoon, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, good afternoon. Sorry. Yeah, so good afternoon. So let the Tri-State area know who we have on the phone lines today.
Yeah, man. This is Kevin Little.
Boom. We got Kevin Little on the line. Man, how you mean? International recording artist hitting us with hits like Coming Home for Carnival. Last drop, I mean, so many big hits. Turned Me On, and now he's got some new singles hitting the tri-state, hitting the airwaves right now. Hot Girls and Alcohol, Whining Go Down. Kevin Little, thank you for calling in this morning, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. I really appreciate y'all having me on your program, man. So what's up? What's going on? How's the day going?
Yo, the day is going cool, man, Kevin, man. It's just myself and my partner in crime, Dubious. We here, man. I had to get you on. I got some new records from you recently, Hot Girls and Alcohol, and I was like, I gotta get Kevin on here to talk about these new tracks he got going on, and also just to let the Tri-State area know where Kevin Little has been, because we haven't heard from you for in a little while, about a year or so, man. So let's tell the Tri-State area what's been going on with Kevin, and let's work our way up into the new singles. So Kevin, what's going on, man? What's new with you?
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lot of different things going on with me. I mean, too numerous to mention, but mm-hmm. You know, the year gone, I've been really revamping my whole business plan in terms of the way I put out my music and just, you know, the management that I had before and all that, you know. So I took basically that year to just get myself properly organized and ready to go, and I started releasing my new singles in November. So.
Okay.
You know, if you're just talking about the last year, that's what has been going on. You know, I just All right. was taking a minute to revamp my camp and get it to the standard that I needed to be to okay. get business done right.
Right. True indeed. True indeed. Definitely. If the business ain't right, things ain't going to move. So I definitely understand. Kevin, you got this new track right here, man, Hot Girls and Alcohol. It's a little different than your regular kind of style. You know, let's get the Tri-State area the feel of this new record and how did this whole concept come about? Because the title's an interesting one.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, my friend Jamal Walker from St. Vincent, everybody knows him as Ducky. Mm-hmm. He was with me at my crib at the time, and I was working on the record. Also, my wife, Jackie,
okay.
was there, and I started that whole idea of something on alcohol, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What should I say? With alcohol, and he was like, hot girls with alcohol, and I was like, okay, I like that, and I put it in there.
Yes.
And then I went the next day and recorded it, because I had a tour in Europe coming up, like, the day after, so I had to hit the studio the next evening, recorded the song, my wife was there, she helped me with a few of the lyrical parts of the song in terms of the verses and so, and the rest is history, you know. The rhythm itself was very much the motivation for the direction of the song, because the rhythm has that dance feel, a Miami dance feel mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. yet it's still soca, and yet it's still somewhat dancehall.
Right.
You know, so I had to come up with the whole idea of the alcohol and stuff came from, you know, the past hits that we're having on the airwaves with alcohol from Jamie Foxx and
okay.
and other artists out there.
Okay, yeah, you see.
You know, that was the idea that really came to me that I felt would have made the rhythm go in the direction that it was trying to go, because it has that crossover dance club nuance vibe that's happening right now, yet it still has the dancehall and the soca mix in big time, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how do you categorize that record? But you just clarified, because it has it's so many different genres mixed up in there. It's crazy, but it has a great feel to it.
Yeah, man, but you know, the thing with me is that I have always been known to do that with my music, you know, give you so much different genres going on, so you can't really categorize it anywhere.
Exactly.
So hence the record becomes a world record. So it's always my music is always categorized generally as world music.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the pop and the R&B hold on to my music the same way. The Caribbean holds on to my music the same way. And, you know, I stand strong to soca music and always represent that my music is soca, because that tempo that you're hearing there to me is still soca. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
I got a question.
Oh, you got a question? Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah, you can cut in. Go ahead.
Can I cut in? Kevin's dubious here. I got a simple question, slightly off base, but you know I'm the gamer of the group. And just last night, as a matter of fact, me and wifey at home were playing Dance Central 2, which has one of your biggest hits on it, Turn Me On. And how does that whole system work? Like, you know, does the MTV approach you to get the rights on your song? Like, did you have any influence on the actual dance moves? Because I'm not even sure if you got a chance to play it, the version, but the dance moves are similar to the ones done in the video. You know, what was that? What was that whole situation like?
You mean having the song in the game, different remixes?
Yeah, no. Well, the song in the game, Turn Me On is on Dance Central 2, and I don't even know.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, a lot of the times it depends. You know, for me, I have my publishers collecting royalties for me. You know, I'm signed with EMI, I'm signed with BMI, and I'm also signed with Sound Exchange for performance royalties and PPL. So in all different directions, anything that is done with my music, I collect royalties from them. Because, you know, when you buy the video game company has to send a portion of their income to these companies when they use their use material that is copywritten through them. You know, so whatever percentage of the money belongs to Kevin Little comes to Kevin Little, whatever belongs to Rihanna, whatever belongs to Sean Paul, because the three of us are on Dance Central, the video game.
Yes.
So whatever percentage is allotted to the particular record is sent over to the publishing company, and the publishing company takes their agreed upon percentage between them and the artist for them to do the work and collect the amount of money for you. So if they collected, let's say, $100,000 for you, right? And you agreed with them that they, for their collecting of your money, they get 10 to 15% or something like that. They would get like, $15,000 or $10,000 from the money for them, and then you get the rest for yourself.
Well, in any case, Kevin, I want to thank you and your publishing company for signing off on it, because then last night I get to sit down, have a little Guinness, and watch wifey just whining on to Turn Me On. So thank you very much. I know you get thanks for the music all the time, but that's a special different type of, you know,
of thanks.
Yeah, man, yo, I really appreciate it though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate true fans and everybody out there who really loves my music. I really appreciate it, because it's been like about 10 years. No, yeah, actually 10 years. This year we make 11 years with Turn Me On. That Turn Me On has been released since 2001, and the record is still doing well. Like last week, I went back up on the iTunes Top 100 in the UK with Turn Me On.
And it's still there.
It got up to number 50. Nice. Because the record was featured on the soap opera EastEnders. So in a particular scene in the soap opera, and the buzz on Twitter went crazy. I was trending on Twitter in the UK for the whole day that day. And the vibe is still going. You know, my Twitter is going crazy. My Facebook fan page is going crazy. And for the fans out there who are looking for me, check me out on my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/KevinLittleMusic. And Twitter, you just go @KevinLittle. Just remember to spell my name with a Y, LYTTLE, and no spaces. Just KevinLyttle, just like how it is, no spaces necessary.
Cool. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. So, Kevin, with these two records that you got going on right now, what's the next steps that you're taking, as in promotional tours? I know also Trinidad Carnival is approaching in a couple of weeks. Let the Tri-State area know, or those people who are listening on the World Wide Web, what's the next steps Kevin Little's taking to push these records to the next level?
Well, right now, I'm about to finish editing the video for Wine and Go Down, which we just did the shoot last week and a half ago. And I'm actually now currently in Penn State to perform tonight at the university here in Pennsylvania. You know, I'm constantly working and constantly on the move, letting people know about the new music. I'm actually intending to get the video for Wine and Go Down on BET's premiere for their 106 and Park, getting them to premiere it for me.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm performing in Seychelles, in Africa, the Seychelles Islands, in another, what is it like? When is the date for that? Yeah. Yeah, the 3rd of March. Yeah, I'm kind of like bad with the dates.
It's all good. It's all good. That's what management's for.
The 6th to the 17th, I'm in Europe. So, you know, I'm constantly all over the place promoting the music, and the work is coming constantly every year, even though I didn't have no new songs out after I did the Fire album. I didn't really put out no new songs. But, you know, that year too, my mom died, you know, which was another part of the story, which I, you know, it's a lot to go into. I know you guys only have a few minutes to talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a wild ride for me. I've had my ups and my downs, but I'm very happy with where I'm at today because, you know, like, my fans are still consistently loving me all over the world. You know, you go on Twitter and you put in Kevin Little, you see people saying, Kevin Little, turn me on, songs you have to dance to. You know, I'm here sweeping my house and I'm dancing to Turn Me On by Kevin Little.
Right.
You know, and I'm, you know, it's a very motivating thing for me because I'm making sure that I personally handle my Twitter and I personally handle my Facebook. You know, along with help from my wife, of course, who is now the CEO of my record label, Tarakan Records, which we are pushing very hard currently.
Nice.
So that's your own label?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. That's my label.
Nice. Congrats.
And we're actually being very successful with it. There's a lot of great things to come. So, you know, all the fans out there, keep your ear to the ground because there's a lot of great things that I've not spoken about yet that are coming.
Very good, man. I like that. I like that. Dubs, you got something else, man?
Yeah, now, Kevin, I know we don't have much time with you. This might be a big question, but you said 11 years since Turn Me On. And, you know, 11 years later, how has your perspective on the industry changed? You know, in that time,
how you approach, you know, like in the beginning,
you know, you approach it, you come out with a big hit, and now you come back, let's say 11 years later, now, you know, almost a decade later, how's your perspective of how you want to deal with the industry? How has that changed over the time?
Well, you know, I think it's even more better now for artists. It doesn't matter if you're an old artist, a new artist, and whatever. These days, the way the industry is structured now, everything is in the hands of the performer himself or herself because, you know, you get more direct contact with your fans now. You know, there's Facebook where, you know, everybody who knows you in the world could become your friend, and then you can open a page connected to your Facebook profile, and if you're a musician, put up your own page and put things about your music there and have your friends and fans start building buzz for you. You know, so it's a much more hands-on game now where you don't have to depend on labels and anything to tell you if your music is good and then give you a contract. Because a lot of the times, like right now, you're hearing what the labels are doing. A lot of the music that you're hearing, you could say to yourself sometimes, not to say that anybody's music is bad or, you know, I'm judging anybody, but you can say to yourself sometimes anybody can become an artist right now.
Right, definitely.
Because sometimes it's not about how good you can sing. It's not about how good you can dance. It's about who you know.
Yeah.
and how determined you are. You know, so, I mean, currently the game is a free-for-all. You just got to really believe in yourself and really push your material. And if people like it, you got to, you know, encourage them to help you get it out there, you know, get people to talk to people and make as much friends and contacts as you possibly can. Because, you know, it's really just all about that, knowing the right people and having people on your side.
True indeed. So, Kevin, man, I know you've had done features with various artists, and you even had other artists feature on your tracks itself, from Spraga Benz to Flo Rida, etc. Is there any artist that you are currently trying to work with or would love to work with on your up and coming album or singles, etc.?
Yeah, man, I'm very interested in doing something with Rihanna.
Okay.
I'm also interested in still doing something with Sean. I actually reached out to his camp when Jeremy Harden was there, but I didn't really get no luck.
Okay.
With that, but I really still would like to do a song with him. Also, let's see, I was thinking of Shakira.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, definitely, because you know what, the Caribbean, you know, like Nicki Minaj and Rihanna are like on the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to show that unity between Caribbean international artists, you know, where, you know, we all boost each other's projects as much as we possibly can.
I like that. I definitely like that, man. So, Kevin, before we go, man, can you give us a little, give the people a little insight. What's the day in the life like in the creative process of Kevin Little?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What's the day in life like in the creative process of Kevin Little when you're coming up with a record or, you know, just in the studio in general, just in your daily life? What's the day in life like of a superstar like Kevin Little?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, I sing every minute, man. Like, anybody who knows me in the little community of St. Vincent and the Grenadines or the little country of St. Vincent and the Grenadines will tell you. He was a very noisy fella, and I still am. I sing every minute. My wife screams at me constantly to shut up sometimes because, you know, she's more of an academic, and I'm more of a extrovert, very loud, very every minute talking, every minute singing, watching TV, doing something like that. I'm a creative mind
okay. In
that aspect. So, you know, it's never stopping. You know, I'm always either thinking of a song or entertaining myself some other how, and then I'm in the studio. I got my engineer now, Chris. He's actually my, creative director. I'm
okay.
Like looking to my wife here for the correct word.
There's
the creative
good.
Director of my record company right now. He's also my studio engineer. But he is always there with me, and I'm like in studio working, doing, making up ideas, and you know, it's just very fun to be around me because, you know, I'm never one to stop people from giving me ideas or try to be selfish about my music. You know, I try to let everybody lend a hand who's around me because music is a thing where creativity should not become stagnant in the sense of it being holstered into any one straight line, as in it just coming from Kevin Little.
Right.
You know, there's a time when you need different lyrics,
mm-hmm.
or you need a different twist to the melody, which you yourself as an artist can't come up with because you're saturated
right. With
your ideas that you have been constantly doing. So you need that outside input to take you in a different direction, which is something I like to do. So being around me in the studio would be a lot of fun, man.
Definitely. I definitely believe you, man. You can feel it, the energy through your music, man. And it's definitely, you can definitely feel it. But Kevin, before we go, we got you on the line right now, man. Let's premiere Hot Girls and Alcohol for the Tri-State area. Let me squeeze a little piece before you get up on out of here, man. Talk. Let the Tri-State area know what's good, man.
How do you want me to premiere?
Man, however you want. Man, Kevin, however you want, man. However you want.
All right. Well, yo, the song is talking about a party's going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? And definitely tonight I'm going to be partying in Penn State. You know, we're going to be touching the mic. I'm mashing on the place for the whole of the university tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The song, a party's going on tonight with bottles and bottles looking tight. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so amazing girls rolling in the ride. My hands in the air cause I like the vibe. It's going to be hot. It's all about them hot girls and alcohol. Hot girls and alcohol. So yo, check out the song. Yo, man, Simplistic. You don't know, run it. Hot girls and alcohol, man. Kevin Little there.
Hey, smell that? It's brand spanking new. New music. New music. New music. 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 Music.
Hot girls and alcohol, hot girls and alcohol, alcohol.
that was Kevin Little's Hot Girl and Alcohols, man. Dude, I think we lost Kevin, man. I'm not too sure. Yeah, I think the line might have cut.
Kevin, if you're still tuned in, talk to the publishing company. Get that joint on Dance Central for a download.
Right, that's definitely what's up, man. We definitely want to thank Kevin Little for stopping in and talking to us about his new singles, man. That was Hot Girls and Alcohol. We've been playing the Wine and Go Down for y'all for the past month or two. So we're going to definitely keep it moving. You never know who's going to drop in on the show, man. This is why we rise and grind on a Saturday. It's to get up. New York Tri-State Internet family, man. I am happy. Hold on. I see the lights blinking again. Dude, talk to the people, man.
See, you see how he just throws me he just throws me to the wolves, doesn't even like give me a heads up. Dudes, talk to the people. This the skipper. Talk to the people. Grab the wheel.
Hold on, Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm on.
We got a slight disconnect. We're back. Kevin, I was asking the people, I was saying if you were still tuned in to talk to the publishing company, make sure we get a download on Dance Central or on the next dance game, whatever.
You like that one? You want to see a girl dance to this, huh?
Yeah, of course. You almost got me calling bad words.
Oh, man. So, Kevin, man, that one is definitely... That one's some heat right there, man. I got some people on the internet hit me up saying they like it. Of course, you know the females are gonna chime in. Oh, Kevin Little, we like the track. You know how it is. You know you got your female fan base. So they feeling it right now in the Tri-State area. But Kevin, before we get out of here, man, let the people know how they can reach out to you, how they could get these singles, whether they could download it, how they could buy it, and just talk to them, how they can follow you on Twitter, your Facebook, etc.
Let us check out my Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/KevinLittle. And for all my fans out there who got an Android phone, you can download my app that was created by Reverb Nation. It's Kevin Little app on the Android app market.
Okay.
I forgot how you said the thing, but yeah. check out my app on the Android market, on your Android phone, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you don't know. It's all about love. I really appreciate it. Love to all the fans out there. And also, check out my new tune, Wine and Go Down, also, because I have two hot songs bubbling, The slow one, Wine and Go Down, is the one with the video coming out. So the Hot Girls and Alcohol is the one everybody jumping up in the clubs about. So, I try to cover both bases, The listenership who love the Turn Me On song and the party people who love to wine up in the party to my kind of vibe. So,
True indeed, man. With that, I'm going to drop the Wine and Go Down. Kev, hold the line, and I'm going to talk to you shortly. This New York Tri-State Internet family, this is Kevin Little's Wine and Go Down right here on the Global Mix. Mixing it up for you nice and easy.
The Get Up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.
From head to toe, girl, the things you do have got me stuck on you, and I don't know what to do. I wanna wine and go down, 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 w
That was the voice of Kevin Little, Wine and Go Down, man. Once again, thank you, Kevin Little, and the whole staff over there. Thank you, Large Up. And you know how it is. You never know who's going to drop in.
The Ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with Global Mix.
You know what's going to be happening.
Don't touch that dial.